I'm here with Eric Bennett today from the PhotoSynth team. And Eric, tell me a little bit about yourself. What do you do on the PhotoSynth team?
Well, I'm the program manager for the new PhotoSynth app that we're creating.
Okay. And so there's been some updates of PhotoSynth lately. Tell us a little bit about some of those updates.
Well, one of the big changes that we made was adding the ability to take any panorama that's uploaded and to add a business association to it. So essentially what you're doing is you're taking the panorama that you created and you're able to share it with the world. You're able to see it show up on Bing Maps, and you're able to see it show up when you do a query on Bing. So you query for a location and there's a business there, and if someone has shared a panorama, well, that panorama actually shows up as part of the business results.
And that's why we're here at Vertical World in Redmond today. So this is a kind of an interesting indoor rock climbing place. And this is the type of place that you would have. It would be a good first start for a business.
Exactly.
PhotoSynth. And so tell us, what does a user have to do to submit a PhotoSynth for a business?
Well, there's a couple things that they can do. Under our existing model, you can go out, you can take a number of pictures with a DSLR camera and then use the ICE software, which is created by Microsoft and Microsoft Research, in order to stitch those images together. You can upload those to photosynth.net, and then you can say that you want to have it published to Bing Maps. And as soon as you do that, you tell it, well, what business do you want to associate it with? And then we take care of the rest.
Excellent. And so we've got a new app that we're talking about as well.
Absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about this.
So what we're doing with this new app is we've created a version of our panorama creation software that runs on the phone. So you can take your mobile phone, you can go and you can point it around in an environment, and we actually make a panorama right there on the fly. It's a game-like experience to create the panorama, so it's very interactive. You can see what's going on. As you create it, you can stitch the pictures together right there on the phone.
So it does the actual composition right on the phone.
Absolutely. So you don't need to go to your computer in that case.
Mm-hmm.
And that panorama is just as good for all the applications that you would have used on photosynth.net. You can associate with a business, you can view it, you can share it with your friends, you can share it on Facebook as an interactive panorama. There's a number of things that you can do there.
Very nice. So you can actually make a PhotoSynth on your phone and then share it to Facebook right from the phone. Don't have to use a computer at all.
Mm-hmm. So this is an iPhone 4.
Yeah.
So the first version of the software runs on the iOS platform. We support the iPhone 4, the 3GS, the iPad 2, and the iPod Touch 4th generation.
All right, let's take a look.
Cool. So I'm going to start up the app here. And it starts up quickly, and we get a video feed here. And essentially what you do is you hold the camera up to the world. You just tap anywhere on the screen to get started. And start to move around. And notice I'm not actually touching anything here. I'm just rotating the camera. And as I do that, it's capturing more and more of the world. As you see, already I've captured 5 frames here, and I can capture just a few more to make a tiny panorama. And once I've done that, I just hit the finish button here, and it starts stitching that panorama together. And this is a small panorama. It won't take very long in order to process that. And we actually just wait a few seconds, and it is complete. And we get the viewer right here on the phone, and you notice that I can just zoom around here and actually look at this panorama that I've created. And I can also do the pinch and zoom and go in and look at further detail in it. I can see the people on the wall. I can see people on the floor here and just sort of pan around and get this experience. And notice this was just a few pictures. We support being able to create a full panorama, to be able to do 360 degrees in all directions, and to be able to explore that, and to be able to share that, and to be able to send that to your friends on Facebook, and that whole end-to-end experience.
That's very cool. One of the things that I've had a problem with in the past when making a panorama, well, two things really, is first of all, I sometimes will miss a spot, and I don't know it until it's much later, sometimes when it's too late to reshoot it.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is getting the very top, like the ceiling and the floor right underneath me. But this seems to do that no problem. Tell us, how do you do that?
It's really about the user interaction model, because what we have here is something that you see the panorama being built up right there on the screen while you're shooting it, and it's matched exactly to what you're looking at that given point in time. So you can actually do a quick little check around in order to make sure that it's filling in, And when you grab, let's say, looking straight up or straight down, you can make sure that it's lined up properly, that you're not introducing holes, and that it's going to look the way you want it to, because you're going to see it right there on the screen.
So give us some tips for getting the best photo synth using a phone.
Well, one of the things that we ask people to do when they're first getting used to trying out the application is not to move the phone too much, to kind of rotate the phone a little bit more as opposed to holding it out way at arm's length.
Yeah.
Because panoramas really are about one point in space, kind of what you would see from there. So this is making it a little bit more accurate. You can get crazy with it and do some fun things later, but you know, to really kind of get your first few panoramas, take a few smaller ones, maybe 5 to 10 images, and then once you feel comfortable with that, then it's just an easy extension to be able to go up to shooting a full sphere. And we think that's really when people start having a great deal of fun with this app.
Yeah, and does the phone have to be, you know, the same orientation all the time, or can you tilt it a little bit and still get a good photo synth out of that?
You can actually rotate it while you're shooting. It doesn't make any difference. The tracking system that we use in order to make this possible, it doesn't care what you're doing. You can move it around in any way, and you'll still get great images you can use as part of your panorama.
So one of the tips that you had was to keep the camera in one spot and just turn in a circle.
Mm-hmm.
Normally when I think of photosynths, I'm thinking of taking images from all over a room, and it builds the photosynth from that. But this is a little bit different. Tell us the difference between a panorama and a photosynth.
To be clear, photosynth.net is actually a home for a number of different kinds of media. There's photosynths, or synths, which have existed for some time now, which allow you to walk around a scene and take pictures and to be able to walk through and explore that scene. But what we now have, and have had actually for some time, are the ability to have panoramas, and now mobile panoramas. And these are images, explorable, immersive images, which are taken at one point in space but allow you to look in all directions from that point in space.
Okay, so we want to do a little bit bigger of a panorama here, and then we're going to show how we can share that on Facebook and Bing. And to do this demo, we're not going to climb. We've got a climbing monkey here, and this is going to be Tony. Tell me who Tony is.
Tony Ernst is the test lead for the Photosynth project. He's been with the team for quite some time, and he's been involved with its development and its testing.
And do you make all your testers climb walls like this?
Well, I think this is setting a good example, actually. I'd like
good.
To see more of this.
Well, let's go take a look. All right, he made pretty good time.
Let's step back and see what's going on. So here's the viewer, and as you pan around it, you can see the image is actually the right side up because the sensor in the camera is able to figure out which is the correct direction to orient the panorama. You can zoom in, and we actually got a good deal of detail even though Tony was up on the wall there, and can see all of us looking up at him. So this is definitely a very... very impressive, and I don't think a panorama of this type has been taken with a mobile phone before. But let's say we want to share this, because obviously we want to. And so all we have to do is tap on the screen in order to bring up the share menu. Just tap share, and I'm going to share on Facebook. And we have an option to either choose sharing an image, in which case you can crop the image that you want to choose and that you want to share. And you can also go and share an interactive panorama, which we think is much more exciting, where your panorama goes onto photosynth.net, and then you can post onto Facebook with a link to it, and people and your friends can go and explore that. So they can actually go in and see all that detail that we just saw and move around it in the exact same way.
Excellent. And sharing with Bing?
Sharing with Bing is very easy. All you do is you hit share here as well in the bottom of the screen. You say submit to Bing Maps. And it brings up a display where you can see what you're going to share. And all you have to do is hit submit here, and it will send it to Bing Maps, and it'll make it so that it could appear on Bing Maps or on Bing.
Well, thanks for showing us this today. Where can people get this?
Well, you can download it for free at the Apple App Store. So just go into the App Store app, search for Photosynth, and you'll find our app. And enjoy it.
Excellent. And if you're watching this on Channel 9, you can always come to the Channel 9 page and just click the links and you can see the Photosynth panoramas that we shot here today. Well, thanks for showing us this.
Thank you very much.